Okay. Can I be completely honest with you
for
a second?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
So you guys both want to be fitness coaches, right?
Yeah.
You're going to scare a lot of people off if you bring up this kind of stuff.
Well, scaring people doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. You can scare somebody with truth. Doesn't mean that the truth isn't there. You know what I'm trying to say?
I understand, but like
at the issue, is it?
At the same time, you need to meet people where they are at. 100%. And like you can like scare them with this, but it's like if someone cannot maintain like fasting or whatever, you know, that you need to provide this information in a way that isn't like you have to do this. And I know that's not what you're trying to say, but you also need to understand where they are at in their position and make little changes to make it so easy for them to understand, because all this stuff at the end of the day is so nuanced. You know, it's like you're
do you think that's something I would tell a new client that just is, let's say, overweight and just wants to cut down? I would be like, yo, fast or else it's not gonna work. Obviously not. I'm telling you this because you know this. Like, I mean, you're not gonna be hurt by this stuff because you know, it's not like it's like when you're approaching a certain person, you need to know how to talk to them and stuff.
100%.
Obviously I wouldn't tell my client the way I'm telling you things. The reason why I'm telling you things is because, one, I know you, and the two, you know, you're in shape, all that kind of stuff. You understand this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I understand maybe me saying addicted and stuff, you probably took it the wrong way, but in reality that's just how it is. I'll be honest. If I had to wake, because I used to be at that point where I would wake up and I would need to eat, bro. Like, I'm telling you, I would need to eat. That's just not
healthy.
But
if you're eating like good stuff,
no.
Is it really that bad?
You wake up, your body wakes up, and you're just like, food. In my opinion, that's just an addiction for food. Food should be an energy source, which people don't understand.
I mean, we are.
People think that food just has to be something that makes you feel good all the time.
It's not. I think you need to
differentiate those two and be able to use food what it's actually given for, rather than using it for just self-pleasure. That's why people go into overeating.
Yeah, I agree. I agree and disagree on points.
Sure.
Like, I do believe, food's like an energy source. You know, you got to fuel your body properly.
Yeah.
We can all agree on that.
Yeah.
I believe that to sustain, you know, a diet for a long period of time, because food is also culture. I hate restrictive diets because I've been through so much restrictive dieting myself. I've worked with people who have been restrictive dieting and they yo-yo diet, they come back up. And I know you guys are like very strong-willed and strong disciplined people to where like you can control that, but a lot of the population simply cannot. And like I will admit, like, yes, like I like to eat for pleasure at times. And I think people, like, that is not a terrible thing as long as you keep it in moderation. And that's why I'm big on 80-20 is like 80%, boom, like, you know, good food that you should be eating for yourself, you know? But like at the same time, 20%, like, say your kids, you know, it's like a birthday party or something and there's like a cupcake there or something, like, have that cupcake, dude. Like, live that sustainable lifestyle. You don't have to be that person, because I know what it feels like to be that person where I would like say, no, like, I can't have that. I can't have this because it's poison and everything. But at the same time, it's like, live a little, you know, have like, enjoy your life, because you can maintain like a balance of everything. Because when you go all in with like this health and fitness stuff, you're also sacrificing the social aspect. And I know you guys are willing to do that. I'm also willing to do that because I'm a bodybuilder. But when it comes to the majority of the population, it's more so teaching them that, like, yes, it is okay to have this as well. And when I, you know, I will have my clients drop like literal 20 pounds. One of my guys, like Jeremy, he literally dropped like 20 pounds and he was like, yeah, I had like a KFC chicken sandwich the other day and the rest of my day was really good. I'm like, okay, like, that one KFC sandwich isn't going to kill you. And I believe that so many people in the fitness industry, not talking about you, have this like all or nothing mentality where it's like, if you're going to do cardio, you have to send it, you know? And in reality, you just got to walk a little more.
Or, did it come out like that?
No. Okay. I'm talking more in the fitness industry where it's like all or nothing. No. I'm kind of just like sidetracking now. I'm just like the importance of moderation and like, you know, you need to live a sustainable lifestyle. Cause when I was doing 75 hard, like I restricted sweets. So the thing that was on my mind all the time was sweets. Like, when can I have my ice cream? When can I have this and that? And it's just like, I would have rather just had ice cream, like, you know, maybe at the end of the day, have like a little bit of like Halo Top, and work it into my diet, opposed to completely taking it out. And then at the end of the challenge, when I finally lift that restriction up on sweets, then you, all you think about is eating that. You know, it's just like same thing happened to me when I was off prep. It was like, I just was like eating so much because I restricted, you know, so much when I should have worked it a little bit into my diet. Maybe in my end, that's a discipline thing, but I don't think anyone should feel shamed for, say, like, or guilty, like a lot of people make it out to be. Not you guys, but yeah. A lot of people make it out to be where if you have this, you should feel bad, you know? And mm-hmm. then it just starts spiraling out, and it's, people are so afraid of fitness because of what people in the, you know, gym and the industry make it out to be.
You know? I think you're right, Lance, too. It's like, I agree with that. I think there comes to a point that, like, when we have to, like, look at food, though, for, like, what is food, and right? If, for example, like, my mindset when it comes to food, like, me looking at a cupcake, for example, or, like, a cookie, sometimes I'm just, like, if I were to look at the ingredients, sometimes I'm just, like, this isn't food, like, in my opinion. And that's just, like, with sweets, and, like, I don't really, like, crave sweets or crave things like that, or, like, I don't really, like, look at a cookie and think, oh, I really want this. And that's just maybe, like, be, like, just me.
No, dude, I'm the same way.
Like,
I used to be different.
I don't diet. Like, I just eat. Like, you know what I mean? I just eat, like, normal foods and stuff like that. I wouldn't want to call it a diet. And that's, like, what I kind of want to preach more is, like, this isn't restrictive. This is just, people should just eat whole foods. That's just, like, whole foods isn't restrictive. Like,
eating 100%. Natural whole foods. I agree.
And that KFC chicken sandwich, like, I agree. It's not going to kill you, but it's, like,
it's not going to do your favorite.
It's almost
either.
Like, standards too. It's like once you let something slip like once, it could be a down spiral or it couldn't, right? You got to catch yourself. It's just mm-hmm. like people, like, when it, have you ever had people who kind of slip up on their diets and then they like end up on a down spiral sometimes?
Yeah
Like how come that happens? Like, how come you, like,
well, it's because they feel bad. Mm-hmm. They feel bad because the coach usually shames them. Mm. And then they're like, oh, well, I'm just not going to tell
them. How do they shame them? If
you know, it's like, well, why did you have that? You went off your plan. Why did you do that? You can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. And then what happens when someone is told that they can't?
Yeah, it sounds like you're in prison.
This is a thing I like to do. Don't think of the white elephant. Don't think of the white elephant.
I have a pink elephant in my mind.
But what you must have thought of a white elephant, because I told you not to do. Yeah. When we're told as kids, do not touch the stove. Bam, what happens? We want to touch the stove. So when we're told, and this is just basic human psychology, not to do something, then we're going to do it. And then especially, like, when it comes to food, when people get shamed and, you know, you start to feel bad, then you're like, oh, what's the point? I'm just going to do it again. And so, like, if I was a coach who was like, yeah, why, never do that again. Like, come on.
Yeah, because you're better than this. I think the better approach is you can't do it because this is what's going to happen. Like what you said, you might go down the spiral and stuff. So,
I slightly disagree with that, because I think the best way to handle a situation like that, because everyone's going to mess up. Everyone's mm-hmm. going to, you know, say he gets the KFC. It's like, okay, well, you did so well this other part of the week. It's like, you can have that, you know, it's not a terrible thing. You know, it's obviously, like, yes, try to add more whole foods into the diet. But the last thing I want to do is say, oh, well, you can't, don't do that again. You know, like, why are you doing that? You know, it's just like, if it becomes a consistent issue, then we can talk a little bit more. But if it happens one time, I'm just like, okay, just get back to it. You know, good. You didn't have to, like, restrict your diet, and I don't make them feel bad. And then they usually just get back into it. You know, sometimes, like, We go to food for pleasure, and that's not, like, the most terrible thing. Like, food connects people. Food's, like, a cultural thing. And granted, like, yes, whole foods is so important to add to your diet. But at the end of the day, should you feel shame or guilt for eating something like a KFC sandwich or a pizza with your family? Like, no.
Well, also, and depends how we look at guilt and shame. I don't look at guilt and shame as such a negative thing. Some people do. Like, I'm telling you, people can be such snowflakes that because you tell them to not eat KFC, they break down and get so emotional that you just told them not to do something. I'm telling you, it's like that. People are so caught up in their feelings, what makes them feel good, that nobody should tell them, hey, like, I don't think you should eat KFC. Not because you shouldn't enjoy yourself. That's not the idea. But we need to explain to people properly that the cookie on the counter that has 100 ingredients isn't food. It just isn't. What, like, literally, have you seen what they do with food?
Oh, yeah, no, I completely agree with you on that.
Just a bunch of nothing, and then I mean, a bunch of, you know, flour-looking type thing. Yeah. It's made into a cookie.
Yeah, it's you know, it's made in a factory. Cookies, it's terrible.
He's like flour, water, with chocolate, sugar. Like, that's all it should be. Yeah, so exactly. When it's three-ingredient food that has 100 ingredients, it just doesn't make sense. Why should that be the case, right?
I 100% agree.
I think when we educate people properly, then they have an understanding that what they're eating isn't food, therefore... Mm-hmm. Why should they have it?
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Rather than enjoying themselves.
I 100% agree.
Too. Like, they don't want to go home and cook. What they do is they go and buy from Wawa or whatever. They go like, I worked out. It's nothing bad. I mean, yeah, but at the same time, you can go home and cook healthy food.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to fill you up more and it's going to be more, better for your body.
I 100% agree there. And I think with a more education bias on like why whole foods are so important to you and why this processed stuff isn't as good for you is super important. But at the end of the day, like my point still stands that like you can still have that processed food with knowing that it's not amazing for you and you should just have it and move on with your life. Because I think the spiraling out that you mentioned, Mike, and this comes from 2.5 years of experience, is I've ran restrictive diets like that and everyone will break down. Like, not everyone is so like strong will and disciplined. So that's why you have to meet them where they're at. So I'll use this as an example. And I think you guys will agree with this as well, is when say someone has an addiction to soda, you know, they're just drinking soda, like 3 cans a day, so much soda. What, you know, like obviously they know it's bad for them. You don't really have to tell them
with alcohol.
Yeah.
And stuff.
This stuff will give you diabetes. You know, it's terrible for you. So, The wrong way to approach a situation like that is to say, okay, I'm going to stop drinking soda. We're going to go on a cold turkey. And there's like a few different ways you can do cold turkey. You can do like limit soda. But even at the same time, I feel like by adding in something, like this is my like philosophy of adding, not subtracting, is adding in a goal to their diet. So say if they're drinking so much soda, what are they probably not drinking enough of?
Water.
So that's where we step in an addition. Set it as a goal to, hey, let's hit a half a gallon of water a day. And then as that half a gallon of water gets a lot more, you know, to like a gallon of water, they're going to subconsciously stop drinking less soda because they're so focused on that water goal that the soda just kind of fades out. And then if they still have a soda from time to time, it's not the end of the world. Because I started by saying, instead of like you can't have soda, to let's add water into your diet, because I believe that for 90% of people will make the most meaningful changes. And then once they become more advanced, yes, let's try to remove the soda from the diet. Because again, this comes from like as soon as you're told that you can't have something, because you know that really like hurts the relationship with a client and a coach too. And you guys are going to learn this when you really start, is like if you're like, dude, like stop doing that, like why are you having that, instead of like, you know, diving deep into like what was the reason they had it in the first place and why are they having
I think
it's
very
of this?
Important.
Yeah, it's you understand
their own motivations and where they derive like meaning or like pain and pleasure from.
Yeah, but especially because you can't be with your client 24/7. I mean, even online, it's like I trust that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And if I'm constantly like shaming them for people who just keep messing up, you know, then they're not gonna talk to me. They're gonna hide what they're doing because they feel that it's that negative reinforcement of like, oh, if I tell you, you're just gonna shame me, and I don't want to feel like crap. Even though maybe they need to feel like that, maybe they need to do that, but that's not gonna provide any meaningful results because I just shamed my client for something, you know, that he did, instead of just coaching him through it, you know, because good coaches will work with their client exactly where they're at, and they're gonna make these meaningful changes and work as like, you need to be an empathetic person. You need to understand, you need to be able to put yourself in other people's shoes, or you're not gonna be a good coach for most people. I mean, some people really do that need that like rough coaching, and like I can provide that, but you know, if I'm working with like, you know, just a general guy, it's like I just wanna look better, I wanna feel better, and I just wanna like get in shape, you know? And it's just like I don't need to be crazy on them, like a crazy coach. I want to make sure they're feeling educated leaving. I want to make sure they have a good experience overall, instead of just like, oh yeah, he's like such a rough coach and it just wasn't a good experience, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if you can have a combination of whatever you just said, like just being strict and being understanding, is probably the best thing, that like best coach you can be.
Oh,
if you 100%. Can find that balance with every single person,
definitely
probably, you know, the best results that you can
give your clients, because I think, you know, going to a client where you're too soft with them, they will never learn, but then being too strict will take them away exactly. from the goals itself.
Yeah, no, so, and that's
got to keep the balance.
No, 100%. I believe that. For me, I found that perfect balance.